sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus from Rosh Yudah ben Peshadina, and for Chaim Dov, Chaim Dov Ritzah Shoshana, and for Rivka Bas Leah, for Noam ben Leah, and for Rav Simcha Don ben Hadassah Leah. We're continuing our shir on the Shechita of a Goy, and of a Mummer, and of a Kusi. Shach brings a raya that Shechitas Nachri, who's not Ovid of a Zara, is Aser Men HaTorah. What's his raya? Because the Gemara and Daf Hey Amid Aleph in Echulin excludes Mikem Velo Kulchem Lahotzias HaMummer, that we don't accept Karbonos from a Mummer. What type of Mummer? The Gemara Brisa there says both L'chol HaTorah and also Avodah Zarah. So says the Shach, so we see from this Gemara that a Mummer L'chol HaTorah except for Avodah Zchom and Shabbos, but every other Avera he's over, so his Shechita is Aser Min HaTorah. The Shach is learning that we don't accept Karbanos from them, Min HaTorah, and if we don't accept Karbanos from them, their Shechit is also Aser Min HaTorah. So certainly a Goy, even though he's not Ovei Avodah Zarah, which we saw in the previous shir, an opinion that a Goy Shein Avodah Zarah is Pasul Min HaTorah, his Shechit is no good Min HaTorah, so an opinion that it is good Min HaTorah. But the Shach says it must be that it's no good Min HaTorah. Because if a mummer l'chol haTorah kulu is a Jew, his shechita is asura min haTorah. So certainly a goy, even though he's not a man of a zara, his shechita should be asura min haTorah. That is the raya of the Shach. In the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he says if there's a hechreach from the sugya that this is true, that a mummer l'chol haTorah, his shechita is asura min haTorah. And therefore, certainly a goy she'enu avodah zarah is shechitas asur min haTorah. If there's a chreich from the sugya that there is the psul is min haTorah, then we're going to have a problem with the Rashba, who holds that mummer ochel nebeis lahachis, his shechitas is kosher. Why? Because the Rashba says shechita mummer ochel nebeis lahachis shechitas is kosher. It must be because he holds that he's called a bar zvicha. Why is he called a bar zvicha? Because he's mitzuveh. So if he's mitzuveh, then what's the difference? Mummer l'chol haTorah kula and mummer l'avodah zarah are also mitzuvim. So why should we say their shechitas asur min haTorah? So you're going to say to me, oh, they're like Akum. Seder, but an Akum, if he was mitzuveh, his shechita was also b'ksheira. He just happens not to be mitzuveh. But a mummer l'chol haTorah and for avodah zarah, they are mitzuvim. So memela, it must be that the psul is only derabbanan. Because if you hold the psul is daraisa, then it doesn't make sense. A mummer is a bar zvicha, and a ochel nebeis lahachis is a bar zvicha. So why is a mummer his shechita is asura min haTorah, and an ochel nebeis lahachis his shechita is Kshera? His shechita is completely kshera. What's the difference? They're both bari zvicha. So how can the Shach say that a Yisrael mummer l'chol haTorah, his shechita is asur min haTorah? The Rashba says mummer l'chol nebeis lahachis his shechita is kosher. It must be because he's a bar zvicha. If he's a bar zvicha, So is a mummer l'chol haTorah and mummer l'avodah zarah. Why they aser min haTorah? They're bari zvicha. So it must be that the whole psul in the Gemara of a mummer for chol haTorah or for avodah zarah is only din derabbanan. The Rashba says doesn't apply to just a mummer ochel nebeis lahachis. In order to be a mummer derabbanan, the rabbis only made it more chamor if the person is either a mummer l'chol haTorah or for avodah zarah, but not ochel nebeis lahachis. Not like the Shach. It's only derabbanan. And what's the Gemara's kasha in Rav Hanan? Rav Hanan says that a mummer l'avodah zarah his shechitas k'sheira, and the Gemara brings a raya not like that, because mikem v'lo kolchem l'hotis a mummer, that we don't accept karbanas from a mummer. Both the Braisa says a mummer l'avodah zarah and a mummer l'chol haTorah. So we see that when we respect karbanas on a daraisa level, we equate a mummer l'avodah zarah and a mummer l'chol haTorah. So the kasha of the Gemara and Rabbanan is daf hey, if we equate Minat Torah with respect to accepting karbanas, amar la kol Torah and amar la avodah zarah, so then at a derabbanan level, we have to say the same thing about who? About a mumar l'avodah zarah and a mumar l'kol haTorah with respect to shechita. We're going to equate them as well. And since the Braisa equates them with respect to karbanos on a Torah level, on a Torah level, both mumar l'kol haTorah and mumar l'avodah zarah, we don't accept the karbanos. So on a derabbanan level, we know mumar l'kol haTorah, his shechita is no good. So it must then be that a mumar l'avodah zarah, his shechita is also no good. That's pshat of the Gemara's kasha. Gemara says meisvei. We have a kasha on Rabbanan, who holds that the shechita ben hove v'rezara is beseder. You see that it's not, because we don't accept karbanos from neither a mechal shav, neither a mumar l'kol haTorah, nor from a mumar l'avodah zarah. Alma says the Gemara, mumar l'avodah zarah, mumar l'kol haTorah kula. But you have the Rabbanan, we see that they're the same. Here on a Doraisa level, with respect to karbanos, with respect to shechita, on a derabbanan level. So you can say that on a derabbanan level, we passel both types of mumar, mumar l'avodah zarah and mumar l'kol haTorah, and not mumar l'echol nevelos l'achis. And therefore the Rashb is beseder, but the Shach isn't, because the Shach wants to passel the shechita of a mumar midot min haTorah. But that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara is only bringing the din min haTorah to show, by karbanos, to show that we equate two different types of mumar, l'avodah zarah and l'kol haTorah, but not that the shechita is min haTorah. Shechita is only also midrabbanan. So that's the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Was it gefregt auf in dem Shach? Ah, not Rav Shach, the Shach, the Sifsei Koin. So we see from this Rebbe Akiva Eiger that according to the Rashba, that a mummer ochel nevelos lahachis, his shechita is kosher. The shechita of a mummer l'avodah zarah is only us the Rabbanan. And that's how we learn the sugi. He said in the sugi, you see that mumar ochel nevelos lahachis is only usher. I'm a mumar lech, a mumar l'avodah zarah is only usher rabbanan. As we explain, because if it's min haTorah, then if they're not a bar zvicha, why is a mumar ochel nevelos? If they're bar zvicha, just like mumar ochel nevelos is a bar zvicha. So how do you passel them? How do you passel the mumrim l'kol haTorah and l'avodah zarah? Must be the whole thing is derabbanan, and ochel nevelos lahachis is not derabbanan. So kumtois in the Rashba that a mumar ochel nevelos lahachis is shechitas kasher, and a shechitas mumar l'avodah zarah is only us derabbanan. That's what comes out from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that a mumar ochel nevelos lahachis is shechitas kasher. He will hold that a shechitas mumar l'avodah zarah is us derabbanan. Frekt Hagoyin Rebbe Tzal Zsolti Zichrono Levracha, that the Rashba himself in the Torah Sabayis asks the Gabi Shechitas also Vez Beno, you're not allowed to shechlem on the same day. And it says in the Gemara that if you shecht one for your table and one for Avodah Zarah, you're chayav al also Vez Beno. because both are considered shechitas, even though one is for avodah zarah. Ask the Rashba, how can the Gemara say that? That you're chayv because of osav es bino. When you shecht for avodah zarah, you become a mumer avodah zarah. And the person, and not you, but the person, and the shechita is pasul. So why is he chayv al osav es bino? Now if you're going to say that the Rashba holds that shechita is mumer avodah zarah, is only Aser Dirabanan, and what's the Rashba's Kasha? Of course you're Chayv Mishum Osav Es Bino, since Midoraisa your Shechita was a Shechita. Rashba's never, it's no good, that's not Osav Es Bino. What's the Gemara talking about? Your Shechita is not a Shechita, it's Lavar Zara. But if the Rashba really holds, like Rabbi Kiva Eger thinks the Rashba holds, that Shechita is Mumma Lavar Zara is Aser only Dirabanan, what Osav Es Bino is there here? What's the Kasha of the Rashba? It's only Dirabanan, so of course there's also Osav Es Bino. The Rashba says no Osav Es Bino because he's a Mormon Lover of Zara. Yeah, but that's only Dirabanan according to the Rashba. So there is also Osav Es Bino. The Rashba's Kasha doesn't start. Muchach Mizeh, Vaistois from this, that what? That the Rashba learns that Shechit is Mormon Lover of Zara, it's Osav Min HaTorah. Ah! And therefore he says there's no Osav Es Bino. But then, Mekim Tzulik Tzum Kashim Levi Kiveger! Mabekach! That a mummer is like a goy. And you want to pass him in a Torah. Hello, a goy himself, if he was a bar tzvicha, shechita would be kshera. And a mummer is called a bar tzvicha since he's a mitzvah al tzvicha. Umay hevresh beino lebein mummer ochel lebeil slachas is chasu kshera. You want to pass him in a Torah? So Levi Kiveger says, how can you do that? He's a bar tzvicha. You're like, he's like an akum. Yeah, but if an akum were a bar tzvicha, would he machshir a shechita? So what's the difference then between a mumer ochel nebeilos la'achis that is shechita's kasher and a mumer l'chol ha'Torah that is shechita's pasul? They're both bar tzvicha. However, in the Sefer Pre-Tohar, in Yoredeya, Simon Beis, he explains the Rambam, in Hilchos Shechita Perek Da'aloch Yedalit, that if a person is a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, or a Mechalel Shabbos B'Frahesia, or an Apikoros, and he's Kofer B'Torah B'Moshe Rabbeinu, Hareyu Ke'akum V'Shechitaso Nevela. So the Pre-Tohar is Mistapik B'Kavonis Divrei Rambam. When he says Hareyu Ka'akum, does the Rambam mean that just like Akum, Obed Avodah Zarah, his Shechita is Psula Midoraisa, Ve'akum She'eino Obed Avodah Zarah, Shechita so Psula Midrabanan, so too Yisrael Mumer, if he's in Obed Avodah Zarah, his shechita is psula min haTorah. And if he's merely a mumer l'chol haTorah, he's ka'akum she'eino oved avodah zarah, v'shechita psula midrabanan. Or maybe no. Hareyu ka'akum means that he's like a nachri she'eino oved avodah zarah, and they're both midrabanan. And the Pre-Tohar concludes that it's mistaber that dino ka'akum means kechol achilugim sheyesh ba'akum, that a mummer oyved avodah zarah shechitaso psula min haTorah, o mummer l'chal es haShabbos l'chol haTorah, his psul is only derabanan. Ad kan divrei haPre-Tohar. So now we understand shitas haRashba. Because the Rashba at the beginning of Torah Sabayis HaKotza writes, like the Rambam, that Shechitas Akum is Pasul, and we learn this from the Pasuk of v'karalacha v'achalta mizivcho, that don't make a bris with the goyim, because they're going to call you and you're going to eat from their carbon. The Taz writes in Yerodin Simon Beis, the Rashba learns Shechitas Akum is mismayit from v'zavachta. The Prima Gadim says there's no such Rashba, that only Bari Zvicha are okay, but not Akum. Ain't kaze davar. The other avatar Sabais, he writes like the Rambam, that Akum isn't mismayit from v'zavachta, because you don't require somebody's mitzvah ala Zvicha. So Kol Shken Amumar isn't mismayit from v'zavachta. Because even somebody who's not mamin, doesn't care about zvicha, is considered a bar zvicha. And therefore, a mummer, ochel nevelos lahachis, his shchit is kosher. Because you're right, he doesn't care about zvicha, but he's still a bar zvicha. He's still kosher to shecht. You don't even need somebody who's a mitzuva ala zvicha. A goy isn't mismayit because he's not mitzuva ala zvicha. A mummer is not mismayit because he's a mummer is also not mismayit from bizavachta. Anyway, a mummer is mitzuva ala zvicha. But either way, even somebody who's not mamin, doesn't care about zvicha, is considered a bar zvicha. Mitzuvah, not mitzuvah. It's not the issue. And therefore we understand that a mumer ochel nevelos, lahachis, his shechita is kasher. Because we're not memayit him from, we have no miyut from any pasuk. But a mummer l'avodah zarah, his shechita is psula min haTorah. Why? Because a mummer has a din of an akum, and he's an obed avodah zarah. So he's ka'akum obed avodah zarah. This mummer is ka'akim obed avodah zarah. Akum obed avodah zarah. And his shechita is pasul. Why is his shechita pasul? Bekar alecha ve'achalta mizivcho, like the pre-Torah says, that he's going to call you and you're going to eat from his zebach, and the Torah says don't do that, don't eat, that's going to bring you to avodah zarah. Now we understand the Rashba, that the Rashba can very well hold that Ochel Nevelos Lahachis Shechitas Muteres, because we're not Mamayidin from any Pasuk, and Mummer for Avodah Zarah, his Shechita is Asura min haTorah. Why is his shechita Asura min haTorah? Because he's equated, a mummer is like a goy, and a goy obed avodah zarah, his shechita is psula min haTorah. So to this mummer obed avodah zarah, his shechita is psula min haTorah. So in the kasha we were bothered, they're both bari zvicha. They're both mitzuvim ala zvicha. So what's the difference? So the difference is there a bekar alecha v'achalta mizivcha? By a mummer obed avodah zarah there is, because he is a din of a goy obed avodah zarah. So it's aser midaraisa. And by a oichel nevelos lahachis, It's mutter because it's not karlacha v'achom izivcha. However, the opinion of Tosis and the Rush is that a mummer lechol nevelos lahachis his shechitas psula min haTorah, like the Shach writes in Simon Bey Sifkan Tezayin. That a mummer was mismayed mivizavachta and he's not mamin bizvicha. So he's out. Vizavachta, only somebody who's mamin bizvicha is a kasher shechit. Because the Tosin Arash l'shitasam. That an akum is mismayed mivizavachta. Because he's not mitzuva ala shechita. So too, we're memayet a mummer from bizavachta because he's not mamin, he doesn't care about shechita. And a mummer ochel nevelos also doesn't care about shechita. So is shechita's puzzle. But what we were zochet to do in this shir is that we were miyashev the Rashba together with the Shach. The Shach understands that Yisrael mummer lechol haTorah, his shechita is asur min haTorah, and that could be. The Rambam writes, "Mumer la b'rezor l'chal Shabbos for Hesio apikores kofer b'Torah." So hareu ka'akum, that could be Doraisa. That's the maskan of the pre-Torah. That it's Doraisa. Either a b'rezor or a kol haTorah, or he's a mumer la kol haTorah. It's a psul Doraisa. And then from that, the Shach wanted to say that certainly a nachri she'enu oved avodah zarah. If we pass a Jew min haTorah, certainly a goy. Rabbi Kiveger wanted to be machwir from the sugya that it's only derabbanan, based on the understanding that they're both mitzuveh. If the Rashba holds when ochel nevelos lahachis is beseder, because he's a bar zvicha, then why would a mummer lekol haTorah be any different? He says it must be the whole mummer lekol haTorah is only din derabbanan. But we're making a different chiluk. We're saying no. That's not the one's derabbanan, one's not. It's that the psul is from ba'achalta mizivcha, or your words you can eat from the zevach of the goy, who's obed avodah zarah, or possibly any goy, but certainly obed avodah zarah. So then a mummer who's in Ovid of a Zara, Dino Kagoy Ovid of a Zara. There's a psul of a Chavachal Mizivachal to Mizivcho. Torah warns you not to eat from their Zevach. We're afraid you can eat from their Zevach. So therefore he's Pasul Min haTorah. The Rashba would say, Masha Enkein, Ochel Nevel Slahachis. He's not Pasul Min haTorah. Because there's no bachalta mizivcho. It's not, don't give him a medal, don't give him a monument. But there's no bachalta mizivcho. That's all Shitas HaRashba, but Shitas HaToysis VaRosh, brought by the Shach, that Mumar Ochel Nevelos Lahachis, Shitas was Pasul Min haTorah, because he learned from the Zavachta, but Zavachta Pasul San Akum, because he's not Mitzuveh, and the Pasul said Ochel Nevelos Lahachis, because he doesn't believe in Shchita, he's not Zavachta, it's only somebody who was in the Parsha. He says, I don't believe in the whole thing. And therefore, Moroch Nevelos Lachis Shchitas Apsula. Hadvarim Hayu Mesukim Midvash V'Noifes Tzufim, beloved friends. That's the teretz of a Goyin Rebbe Tzal Zsolti, if I explained him correctly, if I understood him correctly. It makes me a little shicker, these teretzim. Okay. Yitzhak Shem, we have a lot more to say on this sugya, a lot more. I hope God gives me the koach to say it. And Dafyomi never ends. Baruch Hashem, it's a circle. It never ends. It just goes round and round and round. So we have a lot more to say and a lot of things, and Hashem should give us both, all of us. Bracha v'atzlach chom ha'seyadeinu v'simchas chayim, and we should all have everything we need financially. And only good things. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.